Scottish nationalists preparing to rip up pro-transgenderism bill after Sturgeon resignation. By Peter Cattell on February 17, 2023. Pro-independence politicians within the Scottish National Party are preparing to rip up their former leader's pro-transgenderism bill after her resignation. Officials within the Scottish National Party are reportedly keen to drop a controversial pro-transgenderism bill after their progressive leader, Nicola Sturgeon, announced her resignation. Under the so-called gender recognition reform bill championed by the First Minister, children aged 16 years and older would have been able to change their gender without medical supervision, with the politician also pushing a number of other militantly pro-transgenderism measures while in office. According to a report by The Telegraph, however, this massive legacy of transgenderism may soon be quietly forgotten, with many within the party keen to move on from the controversial legislation. With many in the party reportedly unhappy that Sturgeon's progressive crusade appeared to take precedence over the party's push towards an independent Scotland. "We need to get back on track by pursuing things that matter to the people of Scotland, not pushing stuff that the public is vehemently opposed to," a source within the party reportedly told the British publication. "I expect the gender reforms to be parked somewhere as quickly as possible," they continued. "Any sensible new leader will want to get that off the front pages, and quickly." While the Scottish government did in fact pass the Gender Recognition Reform Bill, the Westminster UK government used its reserve powers to block it becoming law in January. It was Sturgeon's intention to try and force the law through by challenging Westminster's power to block her laws in the courts, and it is this court challenge that the SNP is reported to be dropping, and in doing to consigning the GRRB to history. Other factors also appear to point to the SNP taking a more conservative approach to transgenderism in the future, with the alleged favourite in the race to assume the role of party leader, Kate Forbes, a committed Christian, said to be opposed to gender self-recognition proposals being implemented in the country. Ultimately, with both the media and those within the party seemingly keen to link Sturgeon's demise to her progressive politics, it appears possible that the Scottish National Party could result in a significant shift in policy in the near future. Such a prospect appears to have the Scottish Labour Party salivating, with many within the political group now reportedly hoping that the departure of Sturgeon will present them with an opportunity for electoral gain. However, other analysts have suggested such hope is short-lived, with one politics expert at Strathclyde University suggesting an even stronger leader for the party could soon emerge to push for independence. It might be that the SNP descends into a fractious debate about the independence referendum and as a result voters get turned off, Professor John Curtis remarked. But maybe somewhere among that bunch of unknowns there is a leader who can do what Sturgeon said they need to do. Stop talking about process and start making a substantive case for independence in a post-Brexit environment. If that happens, it might all come back together for them again, he went on to say. Regardless, many in Scotland likely feel they have reason to celebrate the departure of Sturgeon, with former US President Donald Trump saying that the leader represents everything wrong with identity politics. "Good riddance to failed woke extremist Nicola Sturgeon of Scotland," Trump declared in a statement on Wednesday. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, at Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.